Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, I'm excited to be with you. And it's Thursday night at 8:30. It's 8:31 by my clock, but we are just so excited that you decided to join us tonight, and we have a wonderful program for you. But before I get started, I just want to give you a few little tidbits about this show. What we're doing, Issues Concerning Women, is an organization that I started in 2007. If you're new to the show, it's been exciting building a business, and we've been on Blog Talk for as long as I've been in business, and maybe even longer because I started with another business that I was doing. And it's been wonderful. The process has been great. I love what I do. And we're in the process of moving Issues Concerning Women forward, doing a lot of new things with the program. And if you go to my website, it's www.issuesconcerningwomen.com, and you'll find out all the great things that we're doing. Also, if you follow me on Facebook, I have a new video on Facebook, so I want you to check that out. And you can go to There's Power in the Plan and start from there, and it shows you. It's just a 2-minute, 15-second video. It's exciting. I'm promoting the company and loving what I'm doing. And it's been just a great task, learning all that I have to learn and knowing what to do next is always a challenge, of course. But as I'm learning, I'm getting great help from other sources, and people are telling me how to do things such as YouTube, because I never was sure that that was something that I wanted to do because I didn't have knowledge about it. But like I said earlier in the year, I am stepping out on faith. I'm no longer afraid of the fall. I'm going to do what is necessary to build a business. And I hope that you, as you follow along, that you're taking the tips that we're giving you at Issues Concerning Women and using them for your own business or career, whichever you're doing, or your personal life, because everything that we talk about here applies to all three. So it doesn't matter if you don't own a business, but if you're thinking about running your own business and you're thinking about where you want to be in the next 6 months, Issues Concerning Women can help you with that. You just need to contact me, and if you would like to contact me after the show, my telephone number is 757-567-6734. And that's 757-567-6734. If you would like to call in tonight and join me on the air, the call-in number is 1-347-826-7543. And that number again is 1-347-826-7543. So we're always excited to get with you, to get on the show and talk about different things that we're doing. And we hope that you enjoy the show. I've gotten many calls, and I'm just excited about the people that I'm meeting all over the United States. And it's been my pleasure to learn who you are and have discussions with you. And we're going to do some more teleconferencing other than the show itself. And we're just looking forward to all that is going great with the show. We're just excited about everything because, you know, anybody that knows me, and if you've been following the show, I'm excited every week. I hope that I am exciting to you and that you'll continue to want to join in with us. Issues Concerning Women, it's not just about women. It's about families. It's about husband and wife teams. It's about single parents, whether they're fathers or mothers. It's about family first, putting, you know, God first and your family and then your business and everything else will fall into place. We have so much going on this month. This coming Saturday, we have the I Believe Breakfast Conference in the city of Norfolk, Virginia. It's going to be at the Murray Center, which is 455 East Bramington Avenue. So if you happen to be in the Hampton Roads area and you want to attend, come on out and have breakfast with us. It's going to be a great program. It is a fundraiser. One of my clients is the Lasting Touch Assisted Living Home, and this is a home where we're going to be housing women and men who are in need of help, whether it's a physical challenge or if they're short-term just getting over an injury or have been hospitalized or they're in transition, they're going to have a wonderful place to stay. We've been working on this project for about 2 years now, and we're just really excited about it, and we want to move forward with it because, you know, it's all in God's timing, but we have to know when it's our time to do something, and the time is now. We know that the economy is bad, but there are so many businesses that are closing here in Hampton Roads, and one of them happens to be one of the local hospitals. They're closing down one of their units where they house 24 people. So we know there's a need for the home. We're just a small business that's able to do something small at this particular point in time. But, you know, as time goes on, we're going to be doing some new things and hoping that we'll be able to help in a great way. So as we get started tonight, I'm looking forward to your questions and your feedback, because we know that everything is in God's timing and everything is good, and we've been doing this for a while now, so we kind of got it down packed, and we just want you to continue to be our support system, be our team, and if you need mentoring, if you need support, then you need to call me at 757-567-6734 or go to the website at www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. It's just like it sounds. Check out the video on YouTube. There's Power in the Plan. The book is next. Then we're going to do our documentary on women, issues concerning women, taking it to the street. So I'm excited about that. And so we got so much going on, but I just wanted to give you that tidbit of information. And so now we're going to move on to our business development plan and our strategies and how we're going to help you to develop your business wherever you are in your business. If you're just starting out and this is your first time business, this is your first business and you want to know, how can I start a business when I don't have any money? There's so many things that you can do. So I'm going to give you a few ideas to put some thought into your head, get that plan going, and to move forward so that you can have the best life that you desire and that you deserve. Because we can't do anything without God. I know some people are having a hard time with that spiritual part, but you know that's the part that's missing. And you have to include the spiritual piece in everything that you do. Why? Because if you don't, then you're not balanced. We have to have balance in our whole lives to be successful. And you can't do that if you're just dibbling and dabbling in certain things and you're not doing the whole thing that's going to get you what you want to achieve. And what I mean by that is if you're just starting a business, you know this is what you want to do. You have your heart set on it. You have your funds together and you're ready to go. You still need guidance. You still need spiritual guidance. You need somebody that can mentor you and somebody that can coach you and get you where you need to go. We're able to help you with that. I'm not on this air to sell anything. I've never tried to sell anything since I've been here, but I do tell you what we have to offer. So it's up to you if you choose to research it further and become one of our members, because we are in our membership drive, and this is June. And we're partnering with different companies in the community and different businesses. So we're going to try to build Issues Concerning Women. But as we build Issues Concerning Women, we're building you as well. Because you can't be in business by yourself. That's the first myth that most people have. You know, I'm going to do this on my own, but you still need help. You may not need a business partner, but you definitely need mentors and coaches to help you to get where you want to go. I have a coach. Her name is Renee Bob. She's not even in my hometown. She's in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm in Virginia Beach, Virginia. And we mentor each other and we coach each other because we need what the other one has. I'm the spiritual part for her, and she's the life coach for me, or the business coach, or the development coach, because she helps me to show each and every day what I'm doing, where I'm going with this, why I'm going through this process, and why I'm doing the same things that I was doing last year that I should not be doing, and how to have mindset change. So if you don't have mindset change, nothing's going to be different. You're going to still continue to do the same thing that you did before. So I hope you got your pencils and paper ready, because I have some strategies for you, and they're really simple. You can follow along, and it gives you insight in how to build your business, how to make sure that you're on the winning team, how to make sure that you're a power player. And I've been talking about that are for weeks now, you want to be in the game. And if you're not in the game, you can't win. So you want to get started. And a couple of strategies that I found as I was doing research is make sure that you have everything that you need before you get started. And God has given you everything that you need. Everything that you need, you have right there in your home. If you're a home-based business, that's wonderful because you have your computer, you have your telephone, you have your fax machine. So are you going to be an online business? Or are you going to be a direct selling business? Or are you going to market your business? Or are you going to brand your business? Because all these things are important. So you have to have a plan. You have to have a strategy. You have to be in the game. You have to have clear goals about what you want to do. And that's what we talk about all the time when we're talking to new entrepreneurs or even business owners. Do you have a clear plan? Some people don't have a plan at all. They have started their business. They didn't need a plan, and it worked wonderful for them. They're now millionaires, and that is great. But most of us need a plan. Why? Because it gives you a guideline to go by. No, you may not reach each and every goal that you're trying to achieve, but you're definitely going to do some things that you normally would not do if you had not written it down. The one thing I encourage all business owners to do, all career seekers and all people that are interested in their relationships, that you want to grow them and nurture them, I suggest you get a journal. It doesn't matter whether you're in business, whether you're in career, or whether you're in relationship. Get a journal. Start to write down the things that you want. Have clear goals that you can look back on and that are going to help you focus on what you want to do and get some things done. Number two, have a target audience and be well knowing about it. Do your research. Issues concerning women, when you hear the title, most men, they run away because they don't want to deal with the issues concerning women because they think they're bad, and they're not. All issues are not bad. We are here to help you have the best life that you can have. We're here to empower you and to enrich you. Men have to come to realize that women are on the cutting edge of everything that is great in America today. We're all about technology. We're learning how to filtrate the corporate world. We're learning how to be moms and do what we want to do as a business owner. We can do whatever it is necessary for us to still have a wonderful and loving family, still have our career, and still have some key girlfriend. We have the girl power to do that. Men, you can't be afraid of us. You have to get beside us, motivate us, and push us to where we need to be. Be there for us to lean on because we still need our husbands and our partners' shoulders to lean on. We are not trying to get in front of you. We're not trying to rule the world. Yes, a woman can be run for president of the United States, but she can also go home and cook a three-course meal for her family. So we have to know where we are in our particular careers, where we are in our businesses, and where we want to go. We wear so many hats as women. Men wear the hats, but they know how to separate the business from the family. Most of them do. Let me put it that way. Most of them do because they know what's important. You can't be in a relationship by yourself. It takes two people to be in a relationship. That's why when God said, when two or more join together in my name, that he's able to do great things. Why? Because it takes two, at least two, to get something done. One alone is single. We are in power. If you look in the word, in the middle of the word power is we. So if it was, there's no I in power, there's no me in power, it's we are in power. So we have to do what it is necessary for us to get where we want to go, do what we have to do, family first, not before God, God, family, business, career, everything else is going to come into play. You got to know that. You just got to keep remembering that. You cannot put your business before your family. I know some of us do. Even mompreneurs, they're so busy trying to run the business that, you know, they can't keep the family together. But we want you to focus on family first. Make sure you have the spiritual peace in there. Make sure that you're doing all that you can do. Make sure that you're able to separate one from the other. I know it's hard when you work from home, mom. But you can do it. You just got to be more organized. You got to do the things that are necessary. Yes, you have to go to the PC&E. Yes, you got to bake the brownies for the class, for the birthday parties, and the groom mother, and going out to school and reading and doing what you have to do, and then you have to carpool the kids after school. But you have to set a certain amount of time each day that you're going to work on your business. Why? Because if you don't, you won't be successful. Then you're going to be a burnt-out mom who's going to quit the business or quit the family. You're not going to be able to do both. So carefully plan your strategies and know how to reach your audience, and that's number three, because you got to know who your audience is. Women are most of the times the ones who are purchasing things. Men kind of go along with what we say because we say, honey, we need this marvelous new blender that I saw on QVC. The husband just wants to make you happy. And he's like, well, babe, how much is it? And, you know, and you give him a figure, and he's like, well, okay, if you really want it, go ahead and get it. So we're usually the ones that make the major purchases in the home. When we're going out for big appliances, you know, like refrigerators and stoves, of course you want to take your husband with you because you want his input on what he likes as well. You just don't want to be out there doing things by yourself unless he's not available, if he travels or whatever, or his work schedule does not allow. But whenever you can, include him in those decisions. Why am I saying this? Because that's where a lot of moms, entrepreneurs get into trouble. They don't include their husbands in their businesses. Then he feels left out because all you're doing is every time he looks at you, you're on the computer or you're doing something with the business and he's not being included. So when you can, make him a part of your plan. Include him in the business aspect of it. You don't make not want him to help you run the business, but again, he could be a sounding board for you. Let him know what you're doing because you want to keep our relationship strong, and that's why I'm thinking I'm throwing this in there right now because I have so many women that say, well, my husband doesn't seem interested in what I'm doing because you're not including him. You're going ahead and doing things. You go ahead and buy the blender without even discussing it with him. And, of course, ladies, if you're making your own money, you don't have to ask his permission, but it's good to just talk to him about certain things. That's all I'm saying. So I'm not getting on your case, ladies. I'm just saying make sure that you include your husband in what you're doing when you're making out your plans. Be consistent when you're running your business. Be consistent with the hours that you're going to work. How many hours a day are you going to be able to work? How much time are you going to work while the kids are in school? Do you know, if you got to go to soccer practices at 4, you can't be getting there at 4:15 to pick your child up from school because you're going to be late. And then they're going to be late for their appointment where they need to go. You're going to be frustrated. You're going to get caught in traffic. You're going to be wore out by the end of the night. So be consistent. Have certain hours that you want to work, especially if you're at home mom and you're telecommuting and you're working from home. So be consistent. If you work in an office, then you know you have your regular office hours, but you have to be there when you say you're going to be there, ladies and gentlemen. If your office is open from 9 to 5, you need to be there from 9 to 5. You know you can't be running out in the middle of the day putting a sign on the door saying, I'll be back in an hour, because that could be your big client that you miss. So you have to be there and be available, or you have to hire somebody. The next thing, number 5, clearly define your expectations and roles for what you want to do in your business. Why? Because if you don't have any expectations, guess what? Nothing is going to happen. You're not expecting anything to happen. So you have to have great expectations and fix specific timelines. You have to know when you're going to do a particular thing, when is the timeline, how is that going to fit into your daily routine, how is that going to affect your family, how is that going to affect your business. You have to think about that. When are you, specific times you're going to start, when you set these goals, specific times you're going to end. Have target dates, but also give yourself a little bit of leniency, because if you say that we want to have something done by the 30th, today is the 17th. So that gives you less than 15 days to get this thing in working order. And so now you have to buckle down, and by tomorrow, which is the 17th, you have to have everything in place so that it can flow smoothly for the next 2 weeks, especially if you're doing a specific goal that you're trying to reach in 15 days. So each day that you let go by is a day that you miss and you can't get back. So you're going to be cutting it short, and you're going to be rushing to get something done. You're going to miss a part that's important in the plan if you're not writing things down and you're not consistent. Have regular tracking systems. Be accountable for what you need to get done. You need to have an accountability coach. You need to have a mentor, somebody you can talk to, somebody who can help you keep things in line. You can't wait till the last minute. You have to be on target for your next event, on target for your next business meet. Have everything in place. I have an event on Saturday. I'm still working on some things, last-minute things like the scheduled events. So I can't fill those in until I'm 100% sure. I have an outline but I have to be 100% sure that who says they're going to be there is going to show up to do their part in the program on Saturday. So I'm waiting until the last minute to push print, so I will do that tomorrow because I have to have everything done on Friday, but on Saturday morning. But everything else is done. Our confirmations have been made. The event is all ready and set to go. We know how much we're going to be spending for that day. We know who to expect for the most part. And we may have one or two people that drop in, and that's okay. But we're ready and we're set and we're ready to go. So always be ready. Keep your tracking in order and know where you're going. Prepare to win, people. If you're a power player, you got to be ready to win. You got to be ready when the big expectation appears, when the great expectations appear, you got to be ready for it. You have to know what you're doing. You have to have everything in order, and when the strategies that you're using start to fall into place, be ready. Don't get caught not prepared, because that's why I keep telling you about there's power in the plan. You got to get, you know, this in your head. You have to change your mindset. So we're going to have some mind-changing strategies that we're going to be using throughout the year, because everything that I do, again, applies to your business, career, and your relationship. No matter where you are in your business, whether it's your first starting a business, you're 2 years in the business, or you're 15 years in the business, these strategies can help you, because wow, you're rebooting, revamping. You know, you need that little power boost. I'm all about power planning, power boosting. I'm here for you. If you want to call me after the show, it's 757-567-6734, or you can leave me a message in the message board on issues concerning women here at Blog Talk Radio. Go to the website, check it out. It's going to be changing over the weekend because I'm going to be adding new things. I'm going to be adding a video from YouTube. Go to YouTube. There's Power in the Plan. There's two of them because on the first one, I spelled theirs wrong. I spelled these. So you might see two, but there's Power in the Plan. They're both the same. I just made them typo in the title. But the whole thing is the same, and so it's no different. But I did go back in and correct it. There's Power in the Plan video, and it is on YouTube. It's my first one. So I'm learning still, and I'm not afraid anymore. I'm stepping out there. The computer has been, like, taboo to me. I'm like, oh, no. But I'm learning. Why? Because if I'm mentoring to you, I have to be able to do these things myself. If I'm saying to you, you can't be afraid of the fall, then I can't be afraid. I have to tell you what I'm doing, the steps that I'm taking so that I can revamp my business so that it helps you to reboost yours, to give you that power boost. So it's all about strategies. It's all about being prepared to win, not being afraid. Learn your industry. Learn who's doing what. Learn how you can be different. If you're a hairdresser, you're going to be the best hairdresser there is. You want to have a shop that's like nobody else's. If you work for somebody else, you want to have a specialty hairdo that you do. You have to have something that makes you different. What am I going to remember about you that I wouldn't remember about somebody else? How, when I look at you, some people say it doesn't matter how you dress or how your hair looks. Oh, yes, it does. It truly does. Because if I look at you and you're a beautician, I'm thinking one of two things. You didn't have time to do your hair this morning, or you really don't care how your hair looks. You're just concerned about getting to work on time. But my thing is, take pride, even if you just wear a ponytail and a little bit of makeup. You don't have to be patty cake down, but take pride in how you look, because that's a turnoff for me if I come in to the shop and your hair is not hooked up, because you're representing you, your brand. You're telling me you're the best hairdresser in the world, but you can't fix your hair. You can't put a wig on to make you look better. So then I'm wondering if you're the right person for me. Are you innovative enough to step out of your box and step out of where you are and be comfortable in your own branding, that you represent the company, you represent yourself, and especially if you're your own company, how should you be looking when we walk through the door and look at you? So think about that in your business. When people walk through the door and look at you, what do they see? Are they impressed with you in the first 5 seconds, or are they like, well, okay. Then they have to get to know you, but you may have already lost them, and they never get the opportunity to know that how great you are. I know that you're all great, and I know that you all have high expectations. You have those people that are casual people, but you still look good being casual. There's nothing wrong with jeans and a shirt, a T-shirt. There's nothing wrong with that. It shows neat and pressed, and it goes together. There are no holes in it. It didn't look like you just rolled out of bed. You know, there's a way to do casual that looks still fresh because you want to always look fresh and sharp. I'm telling you, people, it does make a difference. They say it doesn't matter what you wear. That is not true. It matters to everybody what you wear. All the time people are like, well, where are you going? I'm going to the grocery store. Well, why do you look like that? Because I may meet my next millionaire customer in the grocery store. And I'm not in heels all the time. I wear flats, you know, and little sundresses, but I'm making sure that I look good when I go to the store because I don't know who I'm going to meet. I don't know who I'm going to run into at the gas pump. Yes, there have been times when I've been caught out there with my short pants on and a scarf on my head. Yes. And every time I do that, I regret that. I'm telling you guys, y'all are laughing at me probably, but every time you do that, you see somebody that you didn't want to see you looking like that. So take that extra 2 little minutes, leave 2 minutes earlier, or comb your hair in the car, take your comb with you, put on a little bit of lip gloss. You can look fresh with shorts on and a T-shirt. You don't have to be overdressed to go to the supermarket. That's not what I'm saying. You don't have to have on 5-inch heels and you're carrying your Coach purse. That's not what I'm saying. But always wear your best. Be sharp. If you're just in shorts and a T-shirt, be sharp about it. Make sure it looks good and it's coordinated. So today has been marvelous. I hope you got something out of what we were talking about. I hope it helps you to build your business and to make some changes that you need to make. You know where you are in your business. You know where you are personally in your relationships. You know where you are in your career. Nobody needs to tell you that. But if you need help, then Issues Concerning Women is here for you. We're available to you. We're in the membership drive for the month of June through end of July. We're partnering with businesses, so if you want to be our business partner, just give me a call, 757-567-6734. I would love to talk to you. We are here every Thursday at 8:30. We are so excited. The newsletter is going to be coming out, and I want to feature some of you in the newsletter, so you will be getting a call from me. Have a wonderful evening. God bless you. I will see you next Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Tell a friend about Issues Concerning Women. It is so important to us that we build a community where we help each other. We're building that bridge. No matter where you are in the United States, we're going to be doing charter memberships throughout the country. We want you to join us, so it doesn't matter where you are. We're going to be having Issues Concerning Women in every city before it's all over, or at least every state. Might not be every city, but that's my big dream, that I could have a charter membership in every city. But we're going to try state first and see how that works. I have some connections in other states, but I just wanted to share that with you. God bless you. I look forward to being with you next week at 8:30. Have a great week. Bye-bye.